And then v'hakfosim, Rashi says that the top one of kuf chesam aleph now v'hakfosim the lambs. Rashi says it goes on an oshem nozir of yoshem mitzera that haboyim b'nei shana come 1 year old. So the case where with nitkuleria that you had a little pasture in the field still becomes a balmum, and then with the money you put into the shayfer, and then you have v'yasirim. That's the seer chatish shal tzibush or golem at mechapra to mesmikdosh. Then we have moisoros. Rashi said that's for someone's menadiv money, and he had extra money. The korban was cheaper, so the extra money with nadiv goes into fifth shofar. And we have more. The extra dollar, like Rashi said, that's the kolban and the more in shkolim. Shekol yochid maybe machzah shekel v'achro biyadim. You have to give a machzah shekel and a drop more. Let's say two people together Nadiv, and they brought 1 shekel, so they have to add an extra more. So that extra coin, that extra more, that goes to special pushkas also on Mesaris. So these are the 6 pushkis that they had in the Beit Hamikdash. So the other Gemara goes to explain how come one does not hold from the other Teretz. So Gemara says, Kulu kichiskel lo yamri, all these other Amoraim do not hold from Chizki's first Teretz. That he said the reason why they were Shisha Sheforis was connected to 6. Bought the Yovis of the week. Samara says because they hold that Lian Suyele Chashinan were not afraid to come to have machlokes in fights. Chizki said if they Sholem, each one had their own shofar. So the other one holds no, they're not going to come to fight. Why the Chol Chad V'Chad Yom Kovid? Each one has his own day to be Yovid. So why should this bought the Yovis fight with the other bought the Yovis? Each one has his own day. So therefore, they hold there won't be any fighting. The Rosh is being bold, like Karbonis Harbe, Shaloid Sarach Lishayfer, Ainla Lutz of Columbiaris, Shaniknu, Minamoish, Nitnu Bishayfer, because every person did their Oivid that day, so why should they take somebody else's Iris? So if we have to come on to other Tzurutzim. And the Gemara says, Kareb Yechna Liamri, they did not hold from Yechna's Teretz, that he said, they have a lot of Shayferis, since there's a lot of money there, the money should not get ruined, so they all hold. We're not afraid to say the money would get ruined. The fact that it stays in one pushka, so what? It's good money. It's not going to get ruined so fast. Then the Gemara says, Kiziri, the reason why the other Amorim did not like Ziri's terrace, that he said it goes according to the 6 carbonus that a carbonella could come from. Layamri Y, Ki Yochid, Lay Mukme. They did not want to put this bright that Mishnah like Yochid, like Rebbe Shita, to say if you bring a Godol, if you're not have to bring an ego, you can't bring a power. They held no, if you're not have to bring an ego, you can bring a power. So there's no purpose of having 2 separate Sheforos, one for a power, one for an ego, just have one for a power. Then it says, Kiba Podo Namula Yamri. They did not like Bapodis Teretz. Moisaros Kulunami, Moisaros. Zahel, you don't have to have a special shofar for the Moisaros, leftover money. All these shofaros are the pshatis, it's like leftover money from that korban. So you don't have to have a 6th shofar just for the Moisaros. So therefore, they do not like Bapodis Teretz. And the last, and also that he said is a special shofar for the mo'or. So they hold Nami Lishkola Maslam. No, that more, the extra more, again with 2 people, bring a whole shekel together, that they have to hit on the more. The other Moroyim hold that more does not go into a special shofar by itself, but rather goes into the shofar of the shkolim. The Rashi says, L'trumas halishcho im shar hashkolim. The tiny we learn like this. We learned that the Mishnah in shkolim, the Bryce in shkolim, kalbein zeh, this extra dollar, this extra coin they have to give, kalbein zahelich l'shkolim. That you put into the same shofar with the same lichshu, we get the matzah shekel. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. So you see, it's not a special shofar by itself, but it goes into the same shofar as the shkolim. However, Reb Lezer says no. Reb Lezer, wait a minute, l'nedava goes into these shofaros. The other Gemara says, Vaitam Shmuel Omer. Shmuel now goes to explain how come you have to have these 6 shofaros. So Shmuel Omer kineged moisachatis. One is kineged the extra money that was set aside for chatis we have left over, and one is umoyser oshom. Leftover money that was set aside for Korban Oshom, Umoyser Oshom Nozdiv. The first Oshom is an Oshom Nozir, then Oshom Mitzayro, that you set aside money for one of these, and you have leftover money, so you put it into these different Shepharos. Omoisa Rasha Mitzoria, Omoisa Minchas Choyta, leftover money set aside for Minchas of Kenois, of a site of a Choyta, Omoisa Asira Seifer, Shekhan Godol, leftover money they were set aside for the Kohen Gadol's or Mincha. So, this is the purpose of having this siksha for us. Rav Yoshi says, Kineged Moise Chattis, leftover money that was set aside for Korban Chattis, Umoise Oshom, leftover money set aside for Noshom, Umoise Asham Nazir, Umoise Asham Nitzero, Umoise Kinim, leftover money set aside for Kinim, for the birds that your lettuce have to bring. And Umoise Minchas Chayta, leftover money for Minchas Chayta. So now the more explains, what's the machlokes? Who Shmuel Maitamik Raboshia? How come Shmuel doesn't sell like Raboshia as Kinim? So Morris says, Kinim Tomile Reisha. He learned Kinim first. Rashi, the Shiva Shefores Kamoy in the first seven Shefores. Choshev Chad, the Shmei Kinim, said they already one was Kinim. So therefore now in the sixth Shefores of Nedava, Shmuel holds is not included Kinim. Raboshia, what does he do with this? Tony, Veloy Tony Kinim. Means it says, Rabbi Yishev Toni, he takes a learn like that Mishnah there that says 13 Shefaros, and in the first 7, for Lord Tani Kingdom, he did not learn Kingdom was one of them, but rather the Shefa for Kingdom was in the last 6 of the Nadavis. For the Gemara of Vatani, we learned Rabbi Yishev that Vatani, and he learned Kingdom. So it says not like that, that Rabbi Yishev learned the 13, and Avadi included in the first 7 also one for Kingdom. So how come you have to have 2 for these birds, the Kingdom? Samar says yes. Chad lekinim, for chad lemoise kinim. One was to put money there, mamish to buy the kinim himself. Rashi says mechus sekaporah she may be moise lekinay. For noisim b'shoif of yerchah bekonchim leruf. But the kaimelon the rain bezdin shakana maim de mishom hat yich lekol amoise. So when you mechay wanted to bring kinim, you put money into that shoifer. And the second shoifer in the last 6, that's the nedavis for chad lemoise kinim. For leftover money. Was left over set aside for kinim, and that the money there goes for nedavis. For Rabbi Shia, my time aliyamik is Shmuel. If so, how come Rabbi Shia though did not learn like Shmuel's 6? So Rabbi says, "Sovul command the yomar moiser shlasira seifer shekain gadol." You know what they did if they have any leftover money from the kain gadol, what he set aside for his asira seifer every day. He holds that yirkav. You said just run it away. They were not paid to it. They did not use the money. But rather, it was just Yirkav. Because the Tanya, we learn like this. Moisa Menachos, what do we do with leftover money we set aside for Menachos, is Nedova. You put it into Nedova, means Loshe Forest. What's going to be Moisa Mincha? Yirkav. Leftover money of a Mincha is Yirkav, let it right away. So what's the theory of my cover? What are you saying? First you say Menachos goes to Nedova. Then you say Moisa Mincha goes to Yirkav. You have to run it away. Can't use it. Some of his dochikom, this is what it means to say. Moisa minchas choyte nedova. Leftover money that was set aside for minchas of a choyte, where choyte was, he had a choyva to bring it, then that money goes to the shefaros. But moisa was serious way for shekhen godol. If there's any money or flour left over that was set aside for the menachas of a kohen godol, is yirka that has to stand, be run, you don't use it. So that's why Rabbi Yishev does not learn like Shmuel. Rabbi says, "Afilu Moiser Asira Sefer Shekhen Godol Nami Nedav." He also know that also goes for the Nedavis, and that's the way Shmuel learned that the leftover money set aside for Asira Sefer of Shekhen Godol goes to the Nedav. Ela Moiser Lachmetoy the Yerkav. Where is the case that we find that Yerkav it just rots away? You don't use it. That's leftover money set aside for the Lachme of a Korban Toida. The Lechem is brought with the Toida. The Mora says, "I can uplook this song lemachloikis that Moisra Asira Seifa Shekhen Godol." What do we do with leftover money that's set aside for Asira Seifa Shekhen Godol? Reb Yechanan says, "Nedava goes in Nedava." Reb Lezuay Me Yirkav. The leftover, you just Yirkav, let it right away. Yeah. To see it's a machloikis. Now the Mora says, "Meisra have a question." It says, "Moisra Shkolim Chulin." The leftover Shkolim is Chulin. Rashi says Moisa Shkolim means Hichnis Mois Merubim Shkolim or Vishoklan Vinisurim Hem. You put extra money into the Pushkav Shkolim more than you needed. So Lachar is Chulin. It just remains chulin, it's not kodesh. Moisar asiru seifa, leftover money set aside for asiru seifa of the kohen gadol, or else moisar kinei zav and v'kinei zavis, v'kinei yoledis, leftover money that was set aside to buy kinim for a zav and a zav asiru yoledis, v'chatoyis v'yashomis, moisarayim nadova, leftover money set aside for these things, all gold in the Nadova, going to the pushkas of the Nadovis. So my love doesn't mean to say here, Moisra a serious way for Shekhan Godel, and still what? It goes in the Nadova. So go to Kashrim on the oven, it says Yirkav. Somewhere it says Loi, it means Moisra Minchas Choyte, it means leftover money set aside for Minchas Choyte. That money goes in the Nadova. But it could be for a serious way for Shekhan Godel, maybe it's Yirkav. And Omri Rav Nachman, Bar Rav Yitzchok, Mistav versus Svaro, the locha should be command the yom of the one that says Moisra asiru seifa shekohen gadol yirkav, that leftover money that was set aside for the kohen gadol's asiru seifa should just have to go to right away. The tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says that lo yosam lo shemen on the michas choita, when he has a choif to bring this mincha, you're not supposed to put shemen on it. It also says lo yitun ala levoina, you're not supposed to put any levoina on it. Why kichatis? Because this mincha is called the minchas of achatis. So now, Omer of Yehuda, Yehuda says like this: he kru yichatis. The minchas choite is called achatis. V'yena cheres kru yichatis. But another mincha is not called achatis. Rashi says v'yafal pi shichoiva. Like kru means the minchas of the kohen gadol, even though it's a choiv to be brought. Still, ena kru yichatis is not called achatis. Shehei lo din chatis lo yehei toin levoina. The mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings, even though it's a choyv of a chatis, it doesn't have loch of a minchas choytam. That there you are mechuyv in shemen and levoina. So Levin comes to teach us al asiris reifa shekohen gadol, and the mincha the Kohen Gadol has to bring shein ukri a chatis. That's not called a chatis negated to this halacha, and therefore tunu levoina, that you have to bring levoina on it. Now mi den ukri a chatis moisro yirkav, since it's not called a chatis. And the Chanami, therefore, left over of it, the Svara should be Yirkav. Like Rashi said the Svara before, whatever is not called a Chatis, so then there's no din to bring it. It is not brought by itself. And therefore, what's left over of it, Tak is Yirkav. So the Svara to say that the Asiru Sefer of the Kohen Gadol should be Yirkav. Somebody says, the Mishnah says here, Shor is the Oila. Somebody says, this Shor, his Makdish is Shor to be a Korban Oila. And then Vinistoyev, his Tishor becomes a Balmum. So it comes possible for Korban. So Loch Riz, he's supposed to be Poydirit. And then with the money, he's supposed to buy another Korban. So the Mishnah says, Achidishim Rotso Yavi Bedovim Shnayim. If you want to, you can bring two oilers. Now this one was worth $100. So with $100, you can buy two of them 50-50 apiece. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say he said, Shnei Shvorim Elo Oilo. These two Shvorim should be a Korban Oilo. And then Vinistavu, both of them became a Balmum, so he's paid to them, and with the money now he has to buy a new Korban. So Mrotz, Yavib, the Mei Mechad, if he wants to, he can bring one Korban. He has 50-50, he has $100, so he can buy one big shawl worth $100. However, Rebbe Oysa, Rebbe says no, that since at the beginning it was one or was two, it has to stay that way. The same way it was at the beginning, Rebbe Hold, it has to stay that way. Ken Shane, Rashi says, Rebbe Yesla Chetchila. Lechatchila you should not change it. Avlem hei v'yotze, but yever even Rebbe's moida. Techivon diyom hazeh, ein chayi bach yusay. As you're not really chayi bach yusay. You just said shor zeh. Subshat is this shor. So when it becomes a balmum with the money, anything you want to do with the money, it's okay. Just lechatchila, Rebbe said, you should bring the same thing he had before. What's going to be if somebody says, ayol zeh oilo. This ayol, this ram, should be a korban oilo. And also when it's toiv, it becomes a balmum, then you sell it. So again, imrotza yovi bedom of keves. If you want to, with the money, you can bring a keves, you can bring a lamb. And the chur huadin, same way also. That even by a shoros, if you want, you can bring a keves. Anything you want, you can bring with it. What's going to be the opposite way? Somebody says, keves zeh oilo, this keves, this lamb should be a korban oilo. When it's toiv, it becomes a balmum. If you want to, with that amount of money, you can buy a ram. In other words, you don't have to buy the exact same animal you first had. You can buy a different animal. Rebbe Yosef, again, Rebbe says no. Sometimes it's the same thing, lechatchila. The Chila Rebbe holds you have to bring the same type of a korban that you had at the first. If you had an aisle, a keves, you should not change around.